For 7 years now, the El Paso Community College Performers Studio has been offering summer repertory for those of us who just have to get our theater fixed during this summer. And with me are theater director Joel Anguiano and actress Marilyn Wallace. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you very much for having us.
Oh, it's a pleasure. And it really is nice to keep that vitality going through the summer. Tell me, is there a difference between the actors and actresses who perform in summer repertory versus those who are there during the regular season, should we say?
There's some difference. We try to incorporate a lot of people in the summer that normally don't really have a lot of opportunity during regular school year. Teachers, for example.
Ah, yes.
Other directors who want to come out and do some theater with us in the summer. And we also incorporate incoming members of our speech and debate team performance studies program that we offer at El Paso Community College.
Really nice. I hadn't thought about the fact that a lot of the staff and faculty, the teachers who just don't have time in the regular school year, get to play in the summer.
Yeah, it gives a lot of different opportunities for people who really can't do it during the year, during the school year, maybe have jobs such as teachers. And we get a lot more people during the summer.
Those darn day gigs really get in the way. Yes, yes. First of all, the performances are going to be at the Trans Mountain Campus Forum Theater. That's on Gateway Boulevard, right by Cohen Stadium. And the Forum Theater was actually renovated not too long ago. Mm-hmm. Very, very nice facility. So there are four different productions, and they'll run Thursdays through Saturdays with a Sunday matinee. Is that for each one?
Yes, ma'am.
Let's get started. Tell me about Next to Normal.
Next to Normal is an amazing show. It won a few Tonys, I think. Mm-hmm. One of the best actresses, the best actress award was given to the actress of Next to Normal, Alice Ripley. It's sort of about mental health. The main actress, the mother, sees her son. He passed away, and she sees her son, and she's going through depression, and she's bipolar, and she's having to deal with that, and her family is having to deal with that and having to help her out. The husband really goes through it with her and wants to make it work out, but sometimes it just doesn't. So that's what that's about. It's a musical.
The mental health themes. Interesting that it's a musical.
Yes.
Yeah, music by Tom Kitt. And this also won a Pulitzer Prize.
Mm-hmm.
But interesting that something that deals with mental health is in theater or in the movies, but even more intimately in theater, because you can sit and read those books and still feel like you're somewhat alone. But when issues of mental health are dealt with on the stage, how powerful is this piece for the people in it?
Well, that would be both of us.
Yeah.
Marilyn actually plays the mother, and I actually play the husband. So it's moving, to say the least. And we love that theater really is a representation of what happens in our society. We love that it actually is able to be visible and it's able to be performable. And we really feel like the Performer Studio really does do that. We try to address social issues and things that maybe don't get discussed normally. And we, you know, in contemporary settings such as musicals or plays. And this play in particular is very heartbreaking. You know, during the rehearsal process, it's been up and down for us. I mean, we rehearse very long days, and we've got four shows to do. Some of us are in three, some of us are in four, some of us are in two. And it's been, you know, it's been great, a great experience, and we're hoping to translate that to the audiences that get to come out and see
it. Marilyn, before you even began speaking a moment ago, you touched your throat.
Yes.
And this is like the universal, I don't know, it your heart is obviously in this. And when we have local people laying open the great truths so that we can all deal with this more openly, that is powerful, powerful stuff. So I can understand why. The run for this will be June 20th through 23rd, a Thursday through Sunday, and then again July 25th through 28th, another 4-day span. The next production is Bloody, Bloody Andrew Jackson. You all seem to be reacting to these. Who wants to take that one on?
Well, Bloody, Bloody Andrew Jackson is about the President of the United States, the seventh President of the United States. And he is best known, of course, for the Trail of Tears. Historically, he was the president that forcibly removed the Indians and moved them west. It's a satirical play on history. It takes a look at really what was going on during that time period, the way the government functioned, and really kind of parallels that some things in the past aren't very different from how they are now. Corruption in the government, people's reactions to what's going on in the times, popular themes and stuff and the setting mm-hmm. used with, again, musical background. It's a rock musical. It's very contemporary. It's got a lot of Green Day music type, alternative
How
rock.
How old was this, is this production?
This one actually was up for Tony's in 2007.
Oh, seven.
So it's a fairly new musical.
And it's received the Outer Critics Circle and the Drama Desk
yes, ma'am.
Award. So, again, with music and lyrics by Michael Friedman, based on a book by Alex Timbers. And I know you directed one of these, you are directing one of these.
I am assistant directing Dog Sees God, yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. We'll get to that one in just a moment. And what are you both in this production also?
Yes, both
you,
of us.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. What are you doing with your spare time this summer?
What does that mean again?
We get to look at the theater.
Stay hydrated. Okay. Yes. That's about all
that's
you can
handle.
That's
why we took the water when we walked in.
Yes, water.
Yeah. What is your role in this second production?
I play Rachel, Andrew Jackson's wife. Mm-hmm. It's really interesting. This show is interesting all around, from the music to the lines. There's just a lot of jokes and it's weird, but it's a really fun musical.
Now, that's an interesting thing, yes. Because anything associated with the creator of The Trail of Tears is like, wait a minute, fun?
I
cannot compute.
It's interesting.
Well, judging by your reaction to it, the run for Bloody Bloody Andrew Jackson will be June 27th through 30th, July 18th to 21st. Now, listeners, if you cannot follow all of this, you can friend EPCC Performers Studio on Facebook or... I suspect if I went onto the EPCC website, might I be able to drill down into the summer repertory schedule? Okay, then you can find the exact dates there. The Tony Award winning A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum. What does that do for you at this point in time with these other heavy and different and exciting pieces?
It gives the audience a chance to laugh.
Yes.
One of the greatest directors that the city's ever had, Elizabeth Gaidry, is coming in to direct it and really is letting us know that she just wants us to go all out and have fun. That's really what this play is about. And you kind of nailed it on the head with things like, you know, mental disorders and then looking at historical presidents, having a play that really, or a musical, because it's a musical comedy, that kind of just makes the audience laugh for nothing but
just
2 hours.
Fun absurdity, just general human goofiness, yeah. All right. And what are your roles in this?
I'm the assistant director with Miss Gaidry, and Joelle is the lead, Pseudolus.
Aha. So. Okay.
Slave.
Yes, I wondered, what should I ask what that is?
Oh, it's a Roman slave who's trying to get his freedom, and everything he's trying to do in the meantime is really just creating a bigger mess than what he started with.
And so A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum will be July 3rd through 14th. So that's two consecutive Thursday through Sundays.
Yes.
Looks like. And now we have Dog Sees God, Confessions of a Teenage Blockhead by Bert Royal. And you are assistant directing this, correct?
I am. I'm co-directing it. Yes,
okay. Ma'am. Now this one runs... Actually, it's the first piece. It starts next Thursday, June 13, 14, and 15, and then again August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. So it begins and ends the summer run. Why is it scheduled like this, and what's this one about?
We situated our schedule because we're probably the only theater in this region that does repertory, which means that we do more than one play at one time. Mm-hmm. And throughout the weeks, we situate them in a way that's going to make it more easily for us to bring in things and take things out. A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum is the largest set that we have. So we run the shows so that A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum, we'll get 2 weeks consecutively, and then we'll go backwards.
Okay. So it's a tech... Basically, requirement to just keep it simple. Excellent. And Dog Sees God, quick synopsis?
It's Charlie Brown characters, a Peanuts comic characters grown up, and they're having to deal with teenage issues and bullying. And this is also a really touching show. I'm not in it. I'm stage manager for it. And every time I watch it, it moves me. It brings me to tears. So
the lighter side of the human mental issues and social issues. You two are great interviews. I just always enjoy talking with the theater people, and you're two of the best. My guest today, theater director Joel Anguiano and actress Marilyn Wallace, previewing the El Paso Community College Performer Studio Summer Repertory, which brings Broadway to El Paso with four summer productions. For reservations, call 831-5056. Productions begin this coming Thursday, the 13th, and run all the way through the 3rd of August. So make as many of these productions as you can. It'll be worth it. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.